What's going on?
Welcome, everybody, to the new Motivation Monday. This is amazing. Look at our new set. Look at me. I got my Sixer shirt on. I'm motivated to get to the next round of the playoffs. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. I wrote the Sales Manifesto. We are celebrating 1.5 million downloads on our show.
Soon.
Sell or die.
Soon. We're celebrating
right,
soon. Hello, I'm Jen Gluckow, author and founder of Sales in a New York Minute. Welcome, guys. We are so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here.
You know, we're celebrating before it even happens because we're speaking it into existence, that 1.5 million downloads.
Oh. Yeah, it's
they
around
like
the corner.
My woo here.
Yeah, it's around
but
the corner.
But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I love it.
So what's going on, Jen?
So we have a new set, and I'm freaking out over it because it's freaking phenomenal. If you're just listening on the audio, I'm sorry you can't see us. But our production team has done a really amazing job.
Unbelievable. And they will not take a bow.
I know, right? But if you're joining us
but they will take a check. Which I think is very important.
Yeah, it's expected every 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
If you're joining us for the first time, this is Sell or Die, and it's the world's premier sales and personal development podcast. We are glad you're here.
And today we are going to give you elements that will lead you to yes, or what actually motivates you. What is your motivating factor to where you can go, yeah. And the reason we don't say positive is because if something great happens to you, you go, yes. You don't go, positive. And so I want to make sure that you understand where we're going today with this meeting because it is an important one. But first, we have a new segment on the show. One of our producers, Alex, has come up with Monday's meme, and he'd like to show all of us how to get your week started with a giggle.
I think we need a little round of applause for
Alex
because he was not a producer last week.
Yeah.
And then he came up with his own segment, a really amazing segment that you're going to enjoy.
And they gave him producer
and
title.
And he got upgraded. His title got upgraded.
Yep.
So
no raise in pay.
Well,
titles.
But honor and pride.
Right.
And this is now his cool, amazing segment. So we call it Share This.
Na, 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 na.
Hey, all guys, right. Share this episode right now with your friends. Just hit the up arrow button, share it, however you're going to share it. Tell them to search Sell or Die wherever you get your podcast and make sure you subscribe.
This is getting so classy.
It's so good. I love it. I'm so proud. All right, what are we sharing, guys?
All right, first meme we've got. this is Puff Daddy in a huge, looks like a wool coat, fur coat. Not really sure.
I thought it was a midget walking into a mouse trap with a fur coat on.
this says, me, working in sales won't change me, also me. And then the picture of Puff Daddy in the puffy
God.
Coat.
That's like the guy that wins the $10 million lottery is going to keep his $4.85 an hour job instead of buying the business and firing the boss.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I don't want sales to change you. Make
no.
sure you stay you.
Yeah.
Just remember who you are.
Stay humble.
And stay that person.
Stay the obnoxious human being that you are because you're a sales leader. Stay an asshole.
Oh, man. All right, what's the next meme?
Oh, my God. This one's pretty good. I believe this is a famous scene from a movie.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this for the podcast listeners. Don't drop the soap. You got two pairs of feet here, one in the front, one in the back. The one in the front says me. The one in the back is taxes. And the soap is my commission check.
And it's in the water, so it's melting away.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's one way to look at it.
No, it's slippery. When you pick it up, it's elusive.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not surprising that the taxes feet look bigger than
feet. The whole picture was just a little
what?
Conversational.
There you go. All right. Perfect.
Conversational.
Oh, man.
And if you're missing some of this fun, by the way, make sure to check out our live show on Facebook.
Yes.
We do this every Monday around noon. Make sure to follow Jeffrey and Jen on Facebook to get notifications when we go live.
And if you want to come back and see these memes, we'll link to it in the episode.
That last meme, simple. I think you want to say something like, when you're reaching for that bar of soap, make sure you're looking.
Oy vey. All right, what's the next meme, Doug?
All right, next one. Yeah, you guys might know this. This is Indiana Jones. I think it's from the first one.
Exactly.
Famous scene here where he goes to pick up the golden monkey statue. And, of course, the next thing that happens is the boulder comes rolling down and chasing after Indiana Jones. But Indiana Jones is looking at the golden monkey statue, wondering what he should do, whether he should pick it up. So Indiana Jones is me, and the golden statue is a sale that seems too easy to be true.
Yeah.
You've all been there.
Yeah.
I know you've been there.
Don't pick up that. Wait, that was awesome. I think there's so many of those where you think you got it, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose because you didn't do one little thing.
Mm-hmm. You think you got it,
it's a huge
sale, and now, then you send that proposal, and you hear crickets.
Now, keep in mind, if you watch the movie, he had a bag of sand, and his job was to switch the thing to where whatever the booby trap was wouldn't figure it out, but they did, and he had to escape. Which he did. So prepare your escape route, prepare your plan A, but be careful that plan B may be closer than you think.
Well, make sure you have a plan B.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point. Before we move on to our main topic, I just want to say that if you have a meme to share with us, make sure you join our Sell or Die Hards official Facebook page. Put those memes on there and you might see your meme featured on Share This.
That's right. And make sure you tag at Alex Vang in it so that you can bring it to his attention since he's now the producer of this segment. How cool is that?
So.
Oh, man. All right. Now, should we get to the topic of the day?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Yes. I think that the diehards need to make sure that you are sharing this. Like, we're not doing this for the hell of it. We're doing this to make sure that many people get exposed to something that will help them. And if you have a friend or two, you might want to let them know that this is the right thing to do.
And I think you're going to notice from this episode that we are stepping up our Motivation Monday game.
Yeah.
We're having real specific segments and more content, more value for you. But we're asking you to step up your share game, okay? So share this out today with at least both your friends.
Our topic of the day comes from Joe W. on the Sell or Die on the Sell or Die Hard's official Facebook page. I wasn't reading that, I swear to God. Building rapport on the phone. So, is there a right way to do it?
Of course.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Do you have a few minutes of my... Can I get a few minutes of your time?
No, I'm busy.
Okay, bye. That was the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
How are you today?
Fuck Shitty. You! Right. Gotta go!
Exactly. So it's so easy to know the wrong way because you as a diehard probably do it all the time.
Or you know people who do it wrong all the time. No, you're trying... You get those phone calls
of
people calling you.
The statistics for cold calling are staggering. You're like 1 for 99, 1 for 100. That's the real deal. And when you're out there and you're cold calling, you have to have something that will make people stop in their tracks, at least engage people in conversation. So if I'm, for example, selling season tickets to a ball game, I'm going to say, hi, my name is Jeffrey. I'm with whatever the team is. Can you tell me about the first ball game you went to with your dad? Can you tell me about the first ball game you took your kid to? I mean, why are you telling me that you're with this so-and-so, you know, hoo-has, and we have a special 4 tickets for 1?
I don't care. Fan of the hoo-has, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're one of my favorites. Team. Yeah. They're only about 500. They're not going to make the
hoo-has.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
Well, you know, building rapport has to be done very, very quickly as well because you only have a couple of seconds. Because when someone gets a cold call and they receive that call, they're immediately thinking, I got to hang up on this person. I got to go. And so you only have a couple of seconds to really establish credibility, not just rapport, but credibility, to get them to the next question, which is going to be, Can we set a meeting?
Can you buy my shit? Right.
Well, no. I mean, maybe you want to ask about them buying your shit, but most of the time, if you're not a one-call close, you're probably going to want to get the meeting.
I have a bunch of valuable information regarding, and you have things that they, you know, they want: profitability, cash flow, safety, anything like that. And all you want to do is meet them for coffee. You don't need to go to their place. Just meet me at Starbucks. It's easy. I'll get you the map. I'll send you the gift card when you're standing online at Starbucks. Just make sure that you look around to see if I'm there. You see, I look like this, and you win.
Well, Joe has a question that I think is interesting. He said, "Is it different building rapport in person than it is over the phone?"
Totally.
I think it's much harder over the phone, because in person, if you start talking to me, I'm probably not going to just walk away unless you look like a crazy person or someone begging me for money on the street or something like that, or I'm scared of you. But right,
you can't pretend your phone is ringing. Right, say, excuse me.
But like when someone calls you, there's this thing that happens when they don't see you and they can easily just hang up the phone. So it's totally different.
And they're probably
different.
Doing it.
Yeah, it's totally different. And then he says, is it different than building rapport online? And I think online you really have to stand out, because so many people are trying to build rapport with decision makers and you can engage with them. You don't think it's different? You think it's the
same? I think trying to build rapport online is a waste of time.
Oh, I don't.
I think that you're barking up the wrong, unless you send somebody something that they think is valuable. That's it.
I think you should be creating a multi-pronged approach. You should be calling them. You should be building rapport online and connecting on LinkedIn. You should be emailing. You should be doing
all of those. We didn't say that.
Oh.
I'm in favor of that.
Oh.
I don't want to build rapport online for someone I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to send him a bunch of goofy-ass LinkedIn things saying, I think I can help you.
Well, that's not building rapport. That's annoying.
You're right.
That's annoying. That's like the opposite of building rapport.
But a lot of salespeople are going to think that's rapport building.
Well, that's a problem, and they don't teach you that in sales school. But if you connect with me on LinkedIn and then you try to sell me something,
you're out.
That's not rapport. That's stupidity. All right.
So
it's time now. We're going to toss to a break.
We've been talking too long. Break.
Hi, I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute, and I'm coming to a city near you with this guy.
It's ass-kicking time in your town, and you're either going to kick ass or get your ass kicked. The only difference is coming to our seminar.
You've heard the term in a New York minute, and you likely have your own definition of what it might mean. For me, it's fast, clear, direct, and successful. I'm Jen Gluckow, the author of Sales in a New York Minute. You need more profitable sales. You need better customer loyalty. Sales in a New York Minute gives you 212 pages of real-world, easy-to-implement strategies that'll help your sales and your success soar. What else am I saying? It takes way less than a New York Minute to buy the book, and it will give you years of success when you take action. So click here.
Click, click.
Buy now. Get a copy for you and your entire team.
It's time to hit the list. That's what time it is.
That's right. We are premiering all these new segments today, and what we're going to be doing from today on is each week we're going to scour the internet for the best lists of sales and personal development strategies, and sometimes we'll even share our own. But this week's list comes courtesy of Howard Brown, CEO and founder of ringdna.com, and his article on entrepreneur.com called The 5 Clear Conversational Patterns That Scream Hot Sales Opportunity. Hey, Doug, what's number 5?
Number 5, the prospect mentions multiple stakeholders.
That's like alarm bells going off. Wait, there's someone else that needs
does
to decide.
Where does he do that? Sullivan Steakhouse? Let's go to number 4.
Get him a knife. Like one engraved with his name.
Right. What he's saying is, I'm interested, but there's a lot of other people that I got to deal with.
Yeah. And what's cool about that is hopefully he's telling you or she's telling you who those other multiple stakeholders are. And he or she can tell you how to get in with them, like what matters to them. As long as you might even have to ask, but you know. All right, what's number four?
All right, number four. Actually, I'm gonna add a drum roll. Let's get crazy. Here we go. Yeah. Number four.
I thought that was for number one.
The prospect mentions timing-related keywords.
Oh. Like, we need it right away? Or we have a meeting coming up very soon, and I want to be able to present your stuff? Or I'll be speaking with the CEO tomorrow, and he asked me to go gather information? Those are...
Or could you do training on this in July? We have two training days, July 15th and 16th.
That's a smoking hot sales opportunity if I've ever heard one.
Hey, exactly. You know what? If the prospect doesn't mention timing-related keywords, you can mention them.
Or he or she is not the decision maker, so, and you have to go find somebody else.
That's true, but I always...
My boss asked me to get this information, and so if you could just bear with me for 20 minutes.
Well, as long as you're dealing with a decision maker, you can always say something like, so when would you like to get started?
Yeah.
And then they're thinking about a date. It's not like, would you like to get started? That's a yes or no question. When would you like to get started makes them think about what this is going to look like and when they would put it into practice at their place.
Can you give me an idea about your sense of urgency?
No.
Okay, well, thanks. I have to go. Yeah. So, are we on number three?
Number three.
Here we go. Long drum roll. The prospect asks a lot of questions.
Ooh.
That means sales opportunity.
Any question is, in my opinion, a buying signal. And they're going to ask questions to clarify in their mind where they perceive the benefit to be for them, where they perceive the value is to them, and how they see this fitting into their lives or their business. Those are questions that are going to come up. But every question is a buying signal.
Oh, for sure. And just make sure that you're not the one like rolling off with too many questions, because that would be really annoying.
You know what a great buying signal question is?
What?
Can I go to the bathroom? That means your presentation has been so good, they are about to wet their pants.
Or they're about to text their friend or boss and be like, this blows.
Or they're going to just duck out.
Oh, man.
Number two.
Yes. The prospect demonstrates enthusiasm.
Especially, I am that prospect, by the way. When people sell to me and I want to buy, they know. Like, I can't hide it. I am the enthusiastic buyer, and I think that salespeople are most easily sold. So go find yourself a salesperson to sell to.
I think that the enthusiasm is going to come in their posture as well as their words. They're going to be trying to get closer to the conversation. It's known euphemistically now as leaning in. I can't stand that phrase, but it's there. And you'll see by their gestures and by their words that they're ready to get more information or even ready to buy.
Yes, I agree. And it really only comes one way, when they realize, when they have that turning point of how you can help them. It's when the prospect has this oh shit moment that they can't do this without you, or that doing this without you or your product or service is going to not be as beneficial as doing it with you. And they have to get whatever it is you're selling. They have to get access to you. They have to get access to your services. Then, because you're going to help them win more, profit more, produce more, that's when they start acting enthusiastic.
And number one, this is the number one clear conversational pattern that screams hot sales opportunity, according to Howard Brown on entrepreneur.com. The link will be in the show notes. Are you ready for this? The prospect acknowledges your solution as an answer to their problems.
All that's left now is find the decision maker and settle on a price. I think that it would be more powerful if the prospect acknowledged my decision as the answer to their problems.
Yeah.
But that's just, what do I know about pronouns or articles? And I think that you have to look at this from a standpoint of, that's a really great buying signal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So then there's two more questions that I would ask them.
Okay. As a salesperson, you would ask them?
Yeah, how would we get started?
Okay.
I mean, I think that's a pretty bit. What are you looking on my paper?
I want to see what you wrote.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cheating on the test, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no cheating here. How do we get started, or when would we get started?
Uh-huh.
Those are the two, I think, adverbial questions that you're going to want to ask the prospect if they say, I'm an answer. Mm-hmm. An answer or the answer. But, you know, I think that all of this needs one more.
What is it, Jeffrey?
The guy walks in with his credit card and says, here. Exactly.
I love that.
I mean, you know yourself, you walk into a store, a department store, they don't even have to ask you for your credit card. You give it.
Mm-hmm.
You got all your stuff, you go, here, I'm buying this. So I want to be able to put the prospect to a point where they want to start. Suppose they ask you, how are you going to get started? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break, and you're going to see something funny as hell. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I authored the Sales Manifesto, and right now, I'm in my comfort zone. I wonder if you're in your comfort zone, huh? I wonder if your competition is kicking your ass because you're in your comfort zone thinking you know everything. And I wonder if you've read the Sales Manifesto or studied it or tried to turn it into action to turn into money, and I'm gonna be in a city near you. I want you to attend my seminar so I can teach you how to kick their ass.
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of old world sales tactics and bad sales advice that doesn't work anymore. Find the pain, satisfaction, price, closing. I'm sick of all of it. The sales world needs a real world set of ideas and strategies that work right now and will work for the next 10 years. And I know that you want the exact same thing. So I've done something about it, something that will benefit you. I've written the Sales Manifesto, imperative actions that you need to take and master to dominate your competition and win for yourself right now and for the next decade. In short, it's what's now, it's what's new, and it's what's next. This book will unlock answers to help you master attitude, belief, attraction, engagement, connection, questions, assertive selling, social selling, intentions, productivity, reputation, and not just increasing sales. The Sales Manifesto will guide you to increasing profitable sales that build relationships, earn loyalty, and make unsolicited referrals happen. The Sales Manifesto is understandable and implementable the minute you read it. The Sales Manifesto will help you own your own fate. And the Sales Manifesto will help you learn more to earn much more. Click, buy, study, do, and win. Another new segment coming up. This is like the classic thing of all time.
It is. So in this segment, we're going to give you something that we think you should read, something that we're reading that inspires us. We're going to give you a little insight into what we're learning about.
Yep. Read it, wrote it, did it, cashed it.
What do we call this segment? Do we have a name for it, Doug?
Yeah. Time for leads.
Time for the leads.
Time for the leads.
Hey, it's game time. Oh, wow. That's
cool.
The
leads. So stinking cool.
I'm assuming there's music to that too. We just
probably
we can't,
just don't hear it.
We have the thing.
You guys
in our
have
ear.
These new things in our ears. So we
is that
can
cool
hear
or what?
That's
so
why
we can,
we're not wearing headphones.
Exactly.
The headphones
so
mess
they,
up
people
our
can
hair.
Yell at us.
Yeah,
and you don't even hear it.
The headphones mess up your hair, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, my,
well, look what happened. I've been wearing
yeah,
it for
Yeah, I know.
Years.
You've been wearing
yeah,
too many headphones.
I use this nice voice when I come over the air.
Right.
And then another voice when I have to get in their ear.
Doug whispers in our ear.
Yeah, Doug is.
Anyway, so Jeffrey, what have you been reading this week?
Well, I actually reviewed a couple of things that I wrote several years ago about going to a Jim Rohn weekend.
Mm.
And I found those were still current, still inspiring, and still educational. You know Jim Rohn, the quote, formal education will earn you a living, self-education will earn you a fortune. And that has stuck with me for years and years. But the piece that I wrote had to do with his famous quote of philosophy drives attitude, attitude drives actions, actions drive results, results drive lifestyles. So if you don't like your results or you don't like your lifestyle, you have to go back and look at your results. And if you don't like your results, you have to go back and look at your actions. If you don't like your actions, you got to go back and look at your attitude. And if you don't like your attitude, you got to go back and look at your philosophy. Mm. Here's the key. Most salespeople start in the middle. They start with action. If you have no philosophy and you have a crappy attitude, what kind of actions are you going to take? Answer, not good.
So we'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
I know the article that you're talking about. I've read it multiple times. And you guys should read it. It's really, really good.
And you, Jen?
All right, so
I'm tossing it to you, Jen.
When we were in Mexico, we interviewed
the one, the only
Jack Canfield. And so obviously I got his book.
The Success Principles.
He has multiple books. You guys might know him from the Chicken Soup series. But this is the Success Principles. And I'm supposed to hold the book for a longer than normal time to the point of where it feels awkward. That's what our producers have taught me. So hopefully you could see that cover there. Anyway, I'm on principle 10, which is release the brakes. Now, if you're in your car, this is an interesting thing to listen to. So it says, everything you want is just outside your comfort zone, said Robert Allen, co-author of The 1 Minute Millionaire. And then Jack Canfield writes, have you ever been driving your car and suddenly realized you've left the emergency brake on? Did you push down harder on the gas to overcome the drag of the brake? No, of course not. You simply released the brake. And with no extra effort, you started to go faster. Most people drive through life with their psychological emergency brake on.
Ooh.
They hold on to negative images about themselves or suffer the mental and emotional effects of powerful experiences they haven't yet resolved and released. They stay in a comfort zone entirely of their own making. They maintain inaccurate beliefs about reality or harbor guilt and self-doubt. And when they try to achieve their goals, these negative images and pre-programmed comfort zones always cancel out their good instructions, no matter how hard they try. Successful people, on the other hand, have discovered that instead of using increased willpower as the engine to power their success, it's simply easier to release the brakes by letting go of and replacing their limiting beliefs, by changing their self-images, and by releasing negative emotions like fear, resentment, anger, guilt, and shame. Now, it goes on and it's amazing. He talks about how to get out of your comfort zone, how to stop recreating the same experience over and over. Don't be as dumb as an elephant, which I have a thing for elephants, so I found that piece
insulting.
No. And how to change your behavior, your self-talk. I mean, this book is freaking phenomenal. And I wonder how you're going through life. Are you pushing on the gas pedal trying to overcome that brake, or are you simply releasing the emergency brake and getting out of your comfort zone?
That's really interesting how negative feelings really act to put us in our comfort zone. And it's sort of counterintuitive, because you would think if you have negative feelings, you would want to act to change your circumstances, but they actually work the opposite and put you back into your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Right, they put you in a relaxed zone where you take no action.
Exactly.
And that's what happens. You're overwhelmed with either fear or self-doubt or limited self-image or low self-esteem. Whatever the circumstances are, you need to overcome what they are in order to get into an active mode so you can succeed.
Yeah, so I'm like obsessed with this kind of work and this kind of stuff. And so I really related to that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys should get the book. Jack Canfield's going to talk about a lot of this stuff on our show. It's
a
really great segment. I'm not trying to plug his book at all. It's just really impacted me. So I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Yeah, that's coming up May 21st. So set your calendars for that. Jack Canfield showing up on the Sell or Die podcast. It's a great episode. And also, if you have a lead for us, make sure to leave it on our Sell or Die Hards official Facebook page. If you read something, if something is inspiring you, let us know and we may feature it on a future show.
Something or even someone.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
So I think we need to do some promo.
Okay, what kind of promo?
Well, we need to know what's happening this week on Sell or Dive.
All right, well, coming up on Tuesday, we have Ray Brehm. He's one of the world's biggest book launch coaches. And even if you're not writing a book, he's going to be interesting to you because he's going to show how writing a book is one of the best ways to market yourself. And you're going to learn just in general about marketing yourself.
Agreed. And Wednesday, I spoke with Pete Makaitis. And I want to make sure that I pronounce his last name right, or you're going to poke me in the nose. But it was How to Be Awesome at Your Job podcast that I was on that podcast. And I dive into the steps you need to take on your personal development journey. And it's very inspiring. You're going to love it.
That's right. And then on Thursday, we have Alon David, who created the 90X Goal Planner. And he explains how it might be better for you to break up your long-term goals into 90-day chunks. And he's going to talk about his journey from when he was earning $5.15
an hour
as a sanitation worker to becoming a world-famous wedding photographer. And we, like, stalked the wedding photos. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
To taking a chance, creating his own business, chasing his passion, and creating this 90-day program. And I know some of you have already heard me talk about it. You've gotten the 90X planners. They're amazing.
He takes pictures of people standing in water waist deep at their wedding.
It's
phenomenal.
Amazing. But he doesn't do that anymore. He's focused on the 90X.
And then Friday, we have the best of Sell or Die, and it is condensed into liquid gold. And I would challenge you to go get it. It's our most popular episode every week. It works. I work, Jen works, but we got to say goodbye.
Arrivederci.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
And I'm Jen Gluckow. Peace out.